Recently, a listener asked me the following question. I have self-destructive tendencies. What mental disorder does this mean that I have? Here was my response. Your self-destructive tendencies are your disorder. It may be that in addition to being self-destructive, you have some other disorder. It may be that you also have OCD or clinical depression or schizoaffective disorder. But if so, your having that disorder is a consequence of your being self-destructive. Your having OCD, or whatever it is that you might have, is a consequence of your being self-destructive. Your self-destructiveness is what is primary, and any other conditions that you have are a manifestation of it. I have gotten a lot of questions like this, a lot of questions of the form, I have shortcomings X, Y, and Z. So what mental disorder does this mean that I have? The answer is, you're having X, Y, and Z is your disorder. They are what is important. Supposing that you also have some recognized disorder, supposing, for example, that you are also clinically depressed or that you are bipolar, you're having that disorder is a manifestation of your having X, Y, and Z. In general, very little is gained by putting people into diagnostic categories. The way to treat mental illness is to treat the disturbances that underlie the symptoms in virtue of which a person falls into this as opposed to that diagnostic category. The way to treat OCD, for example, is not to pick away at every little obsession and compulsion that arises. There is certainly a place for that. There is certainly a place for behavior modification, but that only goes so far. The way to deal with OCD, for example, is to deal with the real issue, which is reality avoidance. The obsessions and compulsions are evasions. They are the subject's way of focusing on internal pseudo-realities to the exclusion of external real realities. Symptoms are to be eliminated, and sometimes they're to be eliminated directly. But what it is ultimately all about, clinically speaking, is the elimination of underlying disturbances. So far as diagnostic categories are of clinical significance, it is because they help point the clinician and the patient in the right direction in terms of identifying underlying disturbances, but they are not of any significance in their own right. In fact, I've noticed that once a person receives an official diagnosis from a therapist, he uses it as an excuse to stop improving himself. Instead of dealing with his fearfulness and laziness, he tells himself, "These are just symptoms of my OCD, so I don't have to work on them. That's my therapist's job." No, it's your job. Your therapist can help you only to the extent that you help yourself. If you are genuinely trying to improve yourself, your therapist, if he is good, can help direct your efforts. But if you are not trying to improve yourself, if in fact you are not doing everything in your power to do so, your therapist can do nothing. And if you treat diagnostic categories as finalities, beyond which only the experts can help you, then you are doomed. And it is only if you treat them as starting points for your own efforts that there is any hope for you.